Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Concordia Bulldogs out of Seward in town tonight to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, a good outing for us on Sunday as we took a Morningside right down to the wire, losing eventually by 13 points. But in that stretch, we played probably the best 15 minutes that we have in a long time.
Well, the opening series was a great run for us. And like I say, we haven't played like that since probably the Davenport game. I don't know what it is about playing the number one and number three teams in the country that we seem to play well. Maybe it's a little bit of fear. But we had great execution. We hit our shots after we got the good shots. We played some excellent defense. And overall, a very solid first 15 minutes. Then we lost our composure for about 5 minutes, and we blew the 10-point lead that we had going into the locker room at halftime. And then the second half, they had one more run than we did, and otherwise it was a very competitive game. We held a team almost 20 points under their scoring average again with our defense that night.
Morningside goes on a 21-2 run at the end of the first half, the beginning of the second half, and I guess what really sparked it, they switched defenses at the particular time, and we just had a tough time for some reason going against a man-to-man defense.
You know, it was really crazy because we used the same press attack against a man or a zone, and yet we got a little flustered, got a little excited, got a couple people out of the wrong or in the wrong position, and so consequently our spacing was poor and they got some steals out of it. In the half court, we didn't settle down again and get the ball inside where we should get it in man-to-man, and so we weren't able to take advantage of that like we had in the last 10 minutes against Midland Lutheran. And we could have went high-low against them the same as we did in that ball game. So I don't know what happened exactly there other than that a little bit of a change, and all of a sudden it disrupted us instead of us being able to come back and really take advantage of it. And so they got themselves back into the ballgame, and a little bit later they switched back into the zone in the second half and played that for the majority. And again, we played well against it, but you can't make those kinds of mistakes when you're playing a top-five team.
It's got to give you a little bit of confidence, a little glimmer of hope that we're starting to turn the corner. You got some glimpses of some pretty good basketball out of your team on Sunday.
Well, I see individuals. That's probably what I'm where the most hope comes from is I see Brittany Wong continuing to get better and better and better at the point guard position. She's defending a three-time All-American, and she holds her to 1 point the first half and 12 points overall. So that's about as good a defense as that you can play. I see Alicia Statler continuing to play very solid basketball for us all season long, double-doubles every night, even though she gets double and triple-teamed at times. And so we see that. We're seeing Frankie Peterson have some, again, a third good game in a row. Great energy out on the floor, making plays, just jumping people, basically, and jumping into passing lanes and getting some steals. So there's individuals who are continuing to get better and better and better, and we have to continue to piece that together, and then we've just got to get a little more help for them.
Tonight we're going to see somebody new in the Bronco lineup here this evening, a girl out of Hershey that sat out now for, 365 days. And we'll see just Josie Schromp into the ball game tonight. Talk about her and what's her role going to be on this basketball team for the rest of the season.
Well, the biggest thing we'll do with Josie is that we're going to play her as many minutes as we possibly can, both varsity and JV, because we're down to just 3 weeks left in the season. So she's going to get a little double duty, and she's pretty excited about it because, like you said, she hasn't played basketball in 366 days, actually. Yesterday was the one-year deadline for her transfer rule. And what we're going to get out of Josie is she's 5'9", so she's going to give us a little height in the guard positions. She's a very athletic kid, plays very hard, runs the floor very well. So defensively, rebounding, and in our transition, she should help us. Now, the thing that we'll have to do is kind of calm her down a little bit on the offensive end because she'll want to play 365 days of basketball all in about 5 minutes. And so her first shot, we're going to try and set it up to where we throw it up by the rim and just let her use her adrenaline, go up and dunk it, because otherwise I'm afraid she might shoot it about 8 rows into the bleachers.
That's a girl we're going to see doing the Bronco lineup here tonight. We'll come back and talk a little bit about our opponents in Concordia this evening as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. We're in the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon as Hastings and Concordia get ready to square off in women's college basketball. Coach, is going to be anything but easy. This is a team that really took us to the wire last time, you guys winning by 3 points down in Seward. So obviously this will be another tough one tonight.
You know, I'm trying to think in my 3 years here, I think every game with Concordia has been less than 10 points. I know a year ago we were at their place, and Rachel Isherwood had hit two free throws with basically no time on the clock to win that game for us. And, Bia hit a three-pointer with 1 second left on the shot clock, which really was kind of the final shot that we needed to win that first game. So I expect we'll see the same thing as always. They're a very hard-nosed, competitive team. They play great defense. They battle you all the time. They go to the boards. They never quit. So it should be, it might be kind of an ugly game at times because you're going to have two defenses that just won't give each other anything. But I think if you're a purist of the game, you're going to really enjoy the defensive battle today.
This is a defense that will put a lot of backcourt pressure on us again, and they're just a pressure type of defense. We'll have to be ready for that.
You know, we did a tremendous job, which is where we got our 10-point lead in the ball game. They came out with a hard press, and we broke it pretty easily. We got some layups off of it. Then, interestingly enough, again, they went to kind of a soft press where they just let us see if we'd make some mistakes with it, and we didn't handle that as well, and so that's how it ended up coming down to the final wire in the ball game. So hopefully we've made some adjustments. We've seen a couple of teams now, Northwestern with a soft press. Even Morningside the other day with their soft press gave us a little bit of problems with it. So we'll have to see if the adjustments we've made will kind of finally cure this no-press-press situation we've had.
Statistically, Concordia not a great shooting team, but just scary enough where they could go off any night, isn't it?
Well, they're kind of like we are. They don't hit the three on a regular basis, but they have some shooters who can hit the three if you leave them open. And they're not scoring a lot of points. They're in that 64, 65-point range. But yet, they've lost a ton of ball games this year by 1 point, 2 point, 3 point as well. So, one of the big keys, I think, is going to be who's going to get out first. And we did that at their place and got out early and got the lead, and they had to play from behind all ball game long. And I think it'll be important from the confidence standpoint of both teams who can get out early.
They do have some three-point shooters. They got the number two score as far as three-pointers made in the conference in Kristen Conahan, and she scored some points against us the first time around. I think she's worked her way into the starting lineup now for Concordia, so she'll definitely be a force for the Dogs tonight.
You know, and they've had to make some adjustments with their offense. They used to, based on last year and early this year, they ran that dribble drive offense where the point guard breaks down the defense and then they just read the open spots off of it. Now, Conahan comes in at the point guard, and she's more of a pure shooter out there than a dribble penetrator. So we'll have to make an adjustment with how we guard her. But I believe she had three threes against us last time as well. So, that'll, again, be a big part of making sure that we stay focused on our scouting report and do exactly what we're supposed to do.
Another girl that's been around a couple of years, Katie Rich.
Well, Katie is just pure blue-collar worker. She goes 100 miles an hour, and she goes that speed the first minute of the ball game and the last minute of the game. And just about the time you think you shut her off and she's missed that shot, then she's just going to go like crazy and go get the rebound. And so the job will fall to Melissa tonight to see if she can battle with her. And this is a testing point for Melissa. We've given her some big responsibilities in the last few ball games, and she's gotten into foul trouble early in the ball game. So she needs to work on being a great defender without getting into foul trouble.
Okay, good luck today.
All right, thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Concordia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos with a home game here tonight. The Concordia Bulldogs out of Seward, Nebraska in town to take on Hastings in this women's men's basketball doubleheader here tonight. The women's game is up first. Hastings College coming in, a record of 11 wins and 13 losses on the season. The Broncos sitting at 4-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a 73-60 loss to Morningside on Sunday. Concordia coming in, a record of 12 wins and 12 losses on the season. The Dogs are sitting at 4-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They lost to Concordia of Michigan on Saturday by the score of 73-55. This will be the second meeting of the season between these two teams. Hastings went to Seward and knocked off Concordia in a tight basketball game earlier this season, winning by the score of 62-59. So the second of two meetings here between Hastings and Concordia for the 2010-2011 season. Hastings coming in, averaging 68 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 70.2 on the defensive end. Concordia coming in, averaging 72.5 points per ball game on offense. The Bulldogs are giving up only 68.3 on the defensive end. Concordia is being led right now by Katie Rich, who is averaging about 12 points per ball game on the season. And Kristen Conahan is averaging 10.6. She is second in the conference in the number of three-pointers made so far this season, as the Conahan is hitting 37% from three-point territory. Hastings College being led by Alicia Stadler. She's the third leading scorer and the conference's number one rebounder here this week. Stadler is averaging 18.3 points per ball game, and she's grabbing 10.6 rebounds per contest. So the starting lineups here this evening, first of all, for Concordia, they will go with Treva Nutter. Nutter is a 5'8" sophomore out of Thetford, Nebraska. She's averaging 8.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Then Kristen Conahan is a 5'5" freshman out of Omaha. Conahan is averaging 10.6 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Katie Rich is a 5'9" sophomore out of Tilden, Nebraska, averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds per game. Kristen Miller is a 6-foot senior out of Jefferson City, Missouri. Miller is averaging 8 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. And then Amber Kistler. Kistler is 5'9", a junior from Minotera, Nebraska. Kistler is averaging so far 11 points and about 4 rebounds per ball game. The Bulldogs are coached by Drew Olson. Hastings College will go with a starting lineup. It looks like this. Sophia McDermott, 5'3", a junior out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. McDermott averaging 8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" and sophomore from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 7 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Courtney Spahn is a 5'9" junior from Mesquite, Nevada. Spahn is averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson is a 5'11" sophomore at a Papillion. Thompson averaging 2.3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" junior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler is averaging 18 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings and Concordia squaring off tonight. Women's college basketball, the men's game, is coming up next at 8 o'clock. Both games here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Concordia going to be dressed in their blue road uniforms here tonight. The navy blue, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here this evening. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left, and we're set to go. Again, these two teams went toe-to-toe in the first ball game in Seward. Hastings winning by the score of 62-59. It was an off-balanced three-point field goal by Sophia McDermott toward the end of a shot clock going into the ball game that gave the Broncos the breathing room they needed, and they went on to win by 3 points over Concordia, 62-59. So Stadler will tip things up in the center circle here for Hastings against the Kristen Miller of Concordia. As the officials get ready to toss the ball, it's in the air, and the tip is controlled by Hastings. So the Broncos have the ball to begin the basketball game here tonight. Again, they'll shoot to our basket to our left. It's going to be a tough man-to-man defense here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Sophia McDermott comes across the top, down to Wong, down in the corner of the right side to Spahn. Gets it inside to Stadler, back outside to Wong, down to Sophia. Dribble penetration into the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's knocked out of her hands. It's loose. That is picked up by McDermott. Dribbles back out here into three-point territory to Spahn. Inside down to Stadler. Now we got a whistle. And we've got a violation called inside. Nope, a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called there on Conahan for Concordia. That's going to be your first. Alicia Stadler had a big ball game against this group last time around, 15 points and 16 rebounds. Courtney Spahn had 14 points and 11 rebounds in that first meeting. Here's a traveling violation now on Stadler. She takes the ball inside. Alicia Stadler whistled for the traveling violation. The first turnover on Hastings. The Broncos now averaging 19 turnovers per ball game. So now Concordia's got the ball coming back the other way. This is a Conahan. Goes over here to Nutter on the wing. Drops it down low. Here's a shot taken by Katie Rich. No good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Back outside to Miller. Drives the ball to the hole. And the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Alicia Stadler gets the block there as Miller takes the ball down the right side of the lane. So Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 45 seconds into the ball game. No score between the Dogs and the Broncos here tonight. Miller will play things in. Miller has got it down the left side of the lane. And now we got a foul is going to be called as they dump it away to Kistler. And a reaching in foul can be called there on Sophia McDermott of Hastings. So Kistler now inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. First personal foul on Hastings. There's a shot from the deep in the right corner by Nutter. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Miller. It's going to be blocked out of her hands. Back out of bounds. So Concordia, with still 26 seconds to work on the shot clock. No score here between Hastings and Concordia. We played 58 seconds here in the ball game, as they will play it in. Kistler gets it in, and then the ball is going to be tapped back out of bounds and lost out of bounds here by Concordia. So the Bulldogs, after all that, they end up turning the ball away to Hastings, and the Broncos come back the other direction. So we played a minute here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. That's a Brittany Wong behind the screen. The Sophia McDermott for three. Shot is up there as good. She drains a three-pointer from the right side, and the Broncos grab the lead 3-0. Took Hastings about a minute and 10 seconds to get on the scoreboard, but Sophia McDermott hits a three-pointer from just to the right of the lane. There's a lob pass into the lane now for Concordia. It's going to be picked off. Alicia Stadler picks it off there as they try to work the ball inside to Katie Rich. Here's a McDermott with the ball. Comes across the top. Thompson bobbles it. Picks it up off the floor. Lobs it back into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Stadler. The ball intercepted. Back the other way is Rich. She drives for the hole. Shot good, and she's fouled. Katie Rich just throws one up there on a prayer, and it goes right through the hole. The basket counts. Melissa Thompson gets in with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Frankie Peterson. Coming in is going to be Melissa Thompson, or coming out Melissa Thompson. Peterson is in. Frankie is averaging 4.8 points and 4.3 rebounds per ball game. And a shot from the free throw line by Katie Rich is good. That gives Concordia the lead. So a three-point play by Katie Rich has got the Bulldogs out on top now. Actually, a 3-3 ball game. Sophia's shot was also a three-pointer from the right side. Now here's a Wong driving for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Brittany Wong had a good ball game against Concordia the first time around. She scored 9. Wong had 13 points on Sunday in the ball game against Morningside. Here's a pass down low to Miller. Shot is going to be up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Alicia Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets the ball down the near sideline to get it to Frankie Peterson. Now out top between the rings. The Wong, now to Peterson, back inside to Stadler, back out to Peterson, drives it into the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down by Miller, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Conahan for Concordia. Conahan stops at the top of the three-point circle, hammers the ball inside. That's Rich. Her shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count traveling. So a traveling violation is called there on Concordia. End of the ball game now for the Bulldogs is going to be Katie Herther. Katie Herther now into the ball game for Concordia. She is a 5'11" sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 5-3 the score. Hastings with a two-point lead early in the ball game. 17-20 to play here in the first half. Here's Wong trying to penetrate. The ball's ripped out of there. Kistler grabs it on the turnover. Gets the ball up the floor. Conahan drives. Her shot no good. Rebound Herther. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kistler. Has the ball knocked out of her hands and is picked up here by Wong down the far sideline. Now a traveling violation on Hastings. Frankie Peterson falls down with the ball just across the midcourt stripe there. Has four turnovers already on the Hastings College Broncos here in this ballgame. We've played 2 minutes and 55 seconds of the first half. 5-3 is the score. Both of these teams like to grind it out defensively. Concordia gives up only 68 points per ball game. Hastings only 70. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. That's the fourth turnover on Concordia. As Stadler grabs the ball for Hastings, down to Frankie Peterson. Frankie moving the ball. Comes to the left side of the floor to Courtney Spahn. Takes the ball down on the dribble. Down on the baseline. Down to Peterson. Back inside to Stadler. Puts it up there. Left-hander shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kistler for the Concordia Bulldogs. To Katie Rich. Back around to Treva Nutter over there on the far side. Dribbles down the lane, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. Stadler picks up the ball for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline of Sophia McDermott. Here come the Broncos now out to Wong. Out here in three-point territory. She directs traffic. Comes across the top to Peterson. Down the other side to Courtney Spahn. Takes it down on the baseline, and the ball tapped out of her hands, out of bounds. Getting her hands in there for the Bulldogs was Amber Kistler. End of the ball game now is going to be Lori Loboda for the Concordia Bulldogs. Loboda is a 5'11" freshman out of Parker, Colorado. 5-3 is the score. Here's a Courtney Spahn underneath the basket. Her shot is up and in. Courtney Spahn on a reverse layup there scores, and the Broncos are out on top now with a score of 7-3. Here's a Conahan with the ball, left side of the lane. Comes out to Loboda. Loboda out between the rings now to a Kistler. Brings it back to Conahan, left side. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Now out to a Kistler. Shot for three is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson of Hastings College. So the Broncos are out to a 7-3 advantage here in this one. Early in the contest, we're about 4.5 minutes into the ball game. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Frankie Peterson, near side. Courtney Spahn to Frankie. Inside to Stadler. Grabs, shoots it, and scores it. First field goal of the ball game by Stadler. Hastings College is now out to a 9-3 lead here over Concordia. Here's a Conahan back with the ball now for Concordia. Left open out in three-point territory. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Loboda grabs the ball. Now back inside. Herther puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Stadler. Ball is recovered here by Peterson. Brings it back 3-on-2. Peterson takes it to the rack. Her shot no good. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Amber Kistler for Concordia. Now a traveling violation here in backcourt. Five turnovers now in Concordia in the ballgame. Eileen Bushow comes into the ballgame now as she's going to check in for Elisa Stadler. Also coming in will be Taz Yorick, and going out is going to be Courtney Spahn. 9-3 is the score. Hastings College out on top here. Courtney stays out there. She's got the ball right now on the wing on the left side. Alyssa Thompson checks out of the ballgame. Here's Peterson with the ball at the top of the key over to Courtney Spahn on the wing. Gives it into Raylene Bushow. One dribble of the ball. Stomps in the lane. Now kicks it out to Spahn. Shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Loboda with the Concordia Bulldogs. Gets away to Conahan. Hustles into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble picked up there by Taz Yorick of Hastings as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man. Inside, here's Herther. Shot off the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Raylene Bushow of Hastings. Outlet pass to the far sideline. That's a Peterson with the ball. Gets it ahead. Now to Taz Yorick. Bounce pass back out on top to Peterson. Across the top to Wong. Brittany Wong dribbles between a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called. So a foul is going to be called here on Concordia. It's going to go on Kristen Conahan. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Don Martin comes into the ball game now. Here comes Treva Nutter back in there for head coach Drew Olson and the Bulldogs. 9-3 is the score. Hastings out on top by 6 points. Wong plays it in. Taz Yorick on the baseline. Dribbles up high on the block now. Gets it into the hands of Schromp, who's into the contest for the first time. This is Josie Schromp. She drives it inside. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball's going to be picked up by Catherine Ullman. Back for Concordia, pulls up and shoots a 12-footer. Good. Ullman scores there for Concordia, just to the left of the lane. She's got 2 points in the ball game. So we're seeing Josie Schromp into the ball game now. We talked about her during the pregame show, a sophomore out of Hershey, Nebraska. There's a pass to the left wing. It's going to be intercepted by Lobota for Concordia. Back to the other way to Nutter. Shot no good. Foul shot is up and in. The foul shot is up and in by Don Martin. And now the Broncos are going to call a timeout. So a timeout with 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we got a break with a score. It's Hastings 9, Concordia 7.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Josie Schromp is a girl who transferred to Hastings from Doan. And according to the rules, had to sit out for exactly 365 days. 365 ended yesterday, so she's in there now on day 366 since she last played a basketball game. Josie Schromp, 5'9" and sophomore. Her hometown is Hershey. Playing here for the Broncos. Right side is Brittany Wong. Comes out to Courtney Spahn. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Schomp. Pulls away. Shoots a three-pointer. Top of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Nutter. Treva Nutter runs her back the other way on the dribble. Comes to Ullman here on the near sideline. Shovels the ball off inside. Here's a shot up there. It's good. Katie Rich scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. And Concordia, after falling behind 9-3, has come back to score the next 6 points. We're tied up at 9 points apiece now at 12:45 to play here in the first half. Schomp has got the ball. Now back outside to Taz Yorick at the top of the key. Bounce pass on the wing on the right side. Here's Brittany Wong. There's Raylene Bushow right at the elbow. Back out to Wong for three. Her shot is up there. Good. Brittany Wong hits a three ball. She's got 5 points in the ball game. The Broncos out on top now by a score of 12-9. Early in this contest from the Osborne Sports Complex this evening. Treva Nutter with the ball now for Concordia. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Back out between the rings to Catherine Ullman. Ullman comes over here on the wing again to Nutter. She holds the ball against Wong. Gets away. Dribbles down the lane. Throws it down on the baseline. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in. From the right side, Kristen Miller hits one from the baseline. A three-pointer for Concordia. And we're tied up now at 12 points apiece. Women's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Here's Wong to Courtney Spahn. Down to Schomp. Left side of the lane. Schomp's going to have her pocket pick. The ball is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Concordia. Turnover number 5 on Hastings. There's Ullman back the other way. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia basketball. So Thompson's going to come in. Laurel Zwiener is going to come into the ball game as well for Hastings. Schomp is going to come out. And also coming out will be Courtney Spahn. Brittany is also going to check out of the ball game. Brittany Wong. Here's a shot from the left wing. It's going to be no good there by Catherine Ullman. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. We're tied at 12 points apiece, 11 and a half to go here in the first half. Melissa Thompson out here in three-point territory. Gets it out to Taz, top of the key. Taz dribbles once, sends it to the right side. Quincy King, shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound by Concordia on the weak side. Katie Rich grabs the board, gives it away to Catherine Ullman, and here come the Bulldogs now. We're tied up at 12 points apiece. Ullman out to Katie Rich for three. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener has got the ball now for Hastings College. Gives it away to Quincy King. King into the forecourt, now to Zwiener. There's Melissa Thompson. Left side of the lane, down here in the baseline. Now drives it to the hole. Asada is going to be up there. No give, but she's fouled into play. A foul here is going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Don Martin. That's going to be her first. As team foul number 3 on the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. Melissa Thompson goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Thompson, a 58% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings is a team ninth this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw shooting. That is ninth out of the 12 teams. They're hitting 67% as a team. The Broncos hitting 41% from the field, which is good enough for fourth place in the conference. And they're 10th in three-point shooting at 31%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound now. Right side of the lane. And we got a whistle. We got a jump ball called. Arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Concordia, so the Dogs will play it in. Here comes Alicia Stadler back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Raylene Bushow. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play. We're in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Women's college basketball, we're tied up at 12 points apiece. Here's a Conahan with the ball behind the screen. Moves it to the left side. Conahan stops. Bounce pass inside to Miller. Miller back outside the rings to a Kistler. Picked up there by Thompson. Gets into the hands of Lobota, who's back into the ball game. Now to Miller. Comes across the top. Miller right to left across the top of the key. Now reverses the ball. Gets it to Lobota down here on the baseline. Drives for the hole. A shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Alicia Stadler picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number three on the Broncos. Still no free throws here for Concordia, or will they? Yep, two shots here. So Concordia goes to the free throw line. Lori Lobota will have two shots here. Her first one is up and in. She's a 70% foul shooter in the season. She's now hit 15 out of 21 from the free throw line. Concordia is a team fourth in the conference at 72%. Next free throw is up there and in, and that gives Concordia a 14-12 advantage. So the Dogs fell behind early at 9-3, but they battled back. 14-12 now, Concordia with the lead. Quincy King comes over here to Thompson. High post to Stadler. Back down low. Zwiener grabs it. Back outside the ring. They get it to Taz Yorick. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. There's Melissa Thompson at the free throw line, and a traveling violation is called on Thompson. Turnover number six already on Hastings. Concordia's got five turnovers. We played almost half of this first half. And the two teams have combined for just 26 points here in the ballgame. Here's Conahan back with the basketball now for Concordia. They run the offense as they go over here on the deep wing on the right side to Katie Rich. Back out between the rings to Kristen Miller. Picked up there by Taz Yorick. Miller takes it right side of the lane. Now reverses the ball. Conahan dribbles inside. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. And they say a shot there that was partially deflected by the Broncos. So Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Catherine Ullman comes back into the ball game now for Concordia, replacing Lobota. Back in for Hastings, Sophia McDermott, replacing Taz Yorick. 9:47 to play here in the first half, 14-12. Concordia with a two-point lead over Hastings. They will play things in right underneath the basket. The ball mishandled there by Miller, and the ball is brought out of there by Zwiener. So Miller mishandles the ball after the inbound. Right underneath the basket, and Hastings comes out of there with basketball with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point goal. Instead of going inside to Stadler, and the shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets it to go down through the hole. Alicia now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings College has come back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. Conahan goes over to the left side to Kistler for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Long pass ahead. They get the ball to Sophia McDermott. Drives to the basket. Shoots. Shot is up there. It's good. McDermott now with 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings comes back to grab the lead. 16-14. Hastings out on top. Here's Conahan with the ball. Moves over here on the deep wing to Kistler. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Rich. Back out to Conahan. Dribble penetration to Rich on the wing on the left side behind the screen. Rich, jump pass out to Conahan for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Kristen Miller. Keeps it alive here for the Bulldogs. Comes back out on top to Conahan. Now to Miller again inside the free throw circle. Left side to Kistler. Her three-pointer is put up there and in. Amber Kistler gets the three-pointer to rattle down through the hole. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and Concordia back out on top, 17-16 in women's college basketball here tonight. Here's Laurel Zwiener, high post now. They get it to Stadler, to Zwiener. Bounce pass inside. Thompson turns around, has the basketball stripped away, and it is picked up here by Concordia on the Hastings turnover. That's seven turnovers on Hastings. Conahan comes back down the left sideline, Kistler. Kistler comes out now to Conahan. Top of the key to Rich. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. Katie Rich gets the field goal. She's got 7 points in the ball game, 19-16. Hastings now trailing by 3 points here in the contest. 7:57 to play in the first half. Here's Sophia McDermott. Now over here to Zwiener. Zwiener about 12 feet away from the basket. Instead, will come out here to Stadler. His pass on the right side is going to be tipped out of bounds, so Hastings will play things in. Treva Nutter comes into the ball game now for Doan. Here comes Katie Herther checking back in as well. Now checking in for Hastings for Melissa Thompson is going to be Courtney Spahn. 7:47 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Concordia by the score of 19-16. Broncos will play things in. McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Amber Kistler gets the board there. She'll bring it back. Right-handed dribble across the timeline to Nutter.
Now to Herther on the baseline. Her shot over Zwiener. It's going to be no good. Rebound brought out there by Kistler. Comes out between the rings now to Nutter. Treeland Nutter working with the ball out to Conahan. Conahan drives the ball against King. Spins at the free throw line. Comes to the near side down to Kistler. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the right sideline to McDermott trying to outrace the defense. Goes for the hole and her shot's going to be blocked down from behind and a foul called. A foul here will go on Concordia. It's going to go on Treeland Nutter. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings is going to be Sophia McDermott. She's a 75% foul shooter on the season, 31 out of 41 from the line. Her shot is up to as good. McDermott now with 6 points in the ball game. Sophia had a rock-solid game the first time these two teams played in Seward. McDermott scoring 17 points in that ball game. McDermott already with six here in this one. Next free throw is up there. It's good. So Sophia McDermott hits a pair of free throws. And Hastings College now trailing by the score of 19 to 18. 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Here in the first half, here's Herther with the ball. Lobs it to the far sideline to Kistler. Kistler, not a Nutter. Back out to Kistler. Here's Conahan for three. Shot is up there. Top of the mark, no good. Rebound Nutter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from 12 feet away. Rebound comes down to Spahn. The ball poked loose. Scramble is on now underneath the basket, and a jump ball is called. Arrow playing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. 7:36 to play in the first half. It is Northwestern out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 19-14. Morningside has got a lead over Midland, 29-15, with 9:44 to play in the first half. Hastings College trailing here, 19-18 to Concordia. Driving for the basket is B. Wong. First shot, no good. Rebound, Stadler. Follow shot is up and in. Brittany Wong misses the layup down the right side of the lane, but Alicia Stadler right there grabs the offensive board and puts it down through the hole. The Broncos now with a 20-19 advantage. Here's Conahan for three. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off, no good. And a rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn. Now to Brittany Wong into the forecourt to McDermott. Drives the baseline. McDermott goes for the rack, and she's mauled on the play. And McDermott knocked down, and a foul is called in Concordia.
Foul for number 24.
It's going to go on Catherine Ullman. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number five of the Bulldogs here in this first half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Sophia McDermott. McDermott with a three and a two and a couple of free throws so far in the first half. Now she adds the third free throw here. So Sophia already with 8 points in the basketball game. Hastings is now leading 21-19. Here comes the next shot. It's around the rim and down. 22-19. And the Broncos jumped out to an early 9-3 lead, a 6 point advantage before Concordia came back to tie things up at 9 points apiece. Now the Broncos will build a 3 point lead again at 22-19. There's a Ullman with the ball, turnaround jumper from the left baseline. It's going to be no good, or the left corner. The rebound comes down to Hastings College. Back the other way is Sophia. She drives, and her scoop shot is no good, but she's hacked to the arm. And McDermott goes back to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to be called on Catherine Ullman. That's going to be her second. So now McDermott goes back to the free throw line. She's already got 9 points in the ball game here tonight. Sophia scored 17 the last time these two teams played. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. She's now 5 out of 5 from the stripe tonight. Here comes Loboda back into the ball game now for Concordia, replacing Ullman. 23-19 is the score. Hastings leading by 4 points, 5:52 to play. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It comes on the near side. Spahn had it. Lost it. Now it's picked up here by Conahan. So Kristen Conahan has got the ball. Works against Sophia McDermott. Lobs the ball inside. Here's a shot taken. No good by Loboda. And the rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Out of the pass. Intercepted. Intercepted here by Concordia. And then they turn the ball over themselves. Concordia got the interception, and they threw the ball away in the half-court offense. Here comes Kristen Miller into the ball game now. Herther will check out. So Kristen Miller back in there. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in this first half of play. It's 23-19. Hastings with the lead. Brittany Wong dribbles inside the arc, throws up a long-range jumper. It's good. Nobody out there defensively. Brittany Wong hits a long jumper, and now Drew Olson wants to call another timeout. 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 25, Concordia 19.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings College out to the lead here over Concordia, 25-19. Has not been a picture perfect tilt so far. Hastings with 8 turnovers in the ball game. Concordia's got 7. Sophia McDermott leading the way so far for Hastings. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Brittany Wong has got 7. Alicia Stadler has got 6 points and a couple of points for Courtney Spahn. Katie Rich leading Concordia in scoring. She's got 7 points so far. So 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Hastings is out on top. So Concordia will bring the ball back here. As they work the ball down in the corner, that's going to be Nutter with the ball. Here's a long-range jumper put up in the right corner. It's going to be up and in. A three-pointer put up from the deep right corner there by Concordia. The field goal goes to Amber Kistler. That's going to be her second. And she's now got 6 points in the basketball game. 25-22, Hastings now leading by 3. Broncos will pound her down low again to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles in the corner on the right side to McDermott. Now back inside. That's Stadler with the ball. Down to Brittany Wong as she angles in from the left side. Her shot no good. Tip try is up and in by Stadler. Alicia Stadler has 8 points in the ball game on 4 field goals. 27-22. And the Broncos leading by 5 points here. Here's a Lobota with the ball. Lobota gets it to Amber Kistler. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory to Treva Nutter. Hammers the ball inside to Miller. Her shot. She's at the elbow right now as he dribbles down the lane. Her shot's going to be up there blocked down there by Stadler. And a foul is going to be called. Stadler picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Kristen Miller. She's got 1 three-pointer so far for her score in the ball game. Their first free throw goes clanking off of the back iron. No good. Miller, a 74% foul shooter on the season. She is now 58 out of 79 for the free throw line. Next shot by Miller is up there as good, so she hits 1 out of 2. And the Hastings College lead is now 4 points at 27-23. Women's college basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Brittany Wong to Courtney Spahn to the near sideline. Now to Frankie Peterson. Holds it against the man-to-man. Back out on top to McDermott. Now to Wong. Deep right corner for Spahn. Shot for 3 is good. Courtney Spahn now at 5 points in the basketball game. Hastings out to a 7-point lead. It's 30-23. We're down to 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a 3-pointer back the other way. No good by Kistler. Offensive rebound, Miller goes back up and she's fouling the play. So Kristen Miller right there defensively for Concordia. She grabs the offensive board and puts it down through the hole. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be your first. And going to the free throw line will be Miller. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Miller now 1 out of 3 on free throws here tonight. 30-23, the Broncos have built a 7-point lead in women's college basketball. Next shot is up there, it's good. So Miller hits 1 out of 2 free throws, and now Hastings will come back the other direction with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings 30, Concordia 24. Brittany Wong takes it down the right sideline here for Hastings. Stomps at the wing on the right side out to McDermott. Now to Wong. Takes a long 3, it's up there, it's good. Brittany Wong hits one from the deep right corner. She's got 10 points in the ball game now. For Hastings, Sophia McDermott has got 10. Alicia Stadler has got 8 points in the ball game. 33-24. Hastings now leading by 9 points here in the first half. Here's Concordia with the ball at the elbow. Kristen Miller, two-handed pass down on the right side to Katie Rich, has it stripped away. Rich picks it back up. Now inside, here's a shot taken by Miller, no good. Ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Spahn. Spahn down the near sideline. They get it to Brittany Wong, and Wong will hold up now. In three-point territory, comes over to Frankie Peterson. Peterson out to Courtney Spahn, dribbles once against Nutter. Back on top to McDermott. Dribbles inside. Lobs it down on the baseline. Driving that baseline is going to be Frankie Peterson. And a foul is going to be called on the way toward the basket. A foul here will go on Concordia. That's going to go on Katie Rich. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 now in the Bulldogs. So Hastings is down to the bonus. Here's a Kristen Conahan into the ball game now for Concordia. She's going to replace Kristen Miller. 2:44 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia, 33-24. And a shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Peterson. And we got a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Courtney Spahn. So as they were battling for the rebound, Spahn commenced the personal foul. That's going to be the 16th foul on the Broncos. Orles Wiener is going to come into the ball game now for Hastings, and coming out is going to be Statler. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings out on top of Concordia, 33-24. The Bulldogs lob the ball inside to Rich. Her shot is going to be no good. Blocked off in the hands of Zwiener out of bounds. So Kitty Rich takes that one right to the hole, but she runs into our big tall post player in there. That's Laurel Zwiener, 6'4", the freshman out of Pleasanton. They played it in Nutter on the baseline, circles around, angles it toward the basket. Her shot is up there and in. So Nutter scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Dogs are back within 7. 2.5 minutes to play in the first half, 33-26. Hastings with the lead. Brittany Wong with it now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott holds it high above her head. Now to Brittany Wong in the right sideline. They get it inside to Peterson. Drives the baseline and shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Spahn's got it. Comes out to Wong. Now to McDermott, left side of the lane. Takes it into the paint. A little scoop shot is up there, down around the rim and down. Wanted to bounce out of there, but got the back spin and went down to a hole. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 9-point lead, 35-26 over the Bulldogs. We're in the first half of play. Here's Kistler with it now. The Treva Nutter on the left baseline. Bounce pass goes underneath the hole. A shot by Ullman is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson with the rebound for the Broncos. Bounce pass goes over on the right sideline out of McDermott. There's Courtney Spahn out of McDermott. Free throw line extended right side. Entry pass, they get it to Peterson. Back outside to Spahn. Her top to three is up and in. Courtney Spahn now with 8 points in the ball game. She had 14 the last time these two teams played in that ball game. That ensued. Hastings now has opened up their biggest lead of the ball game at 38-26. Concordia works with a man-to-man defense here in their offensive zone. Treva Nutter comes out to the top of the key to Ullman. Ullman hands it away. Left side down to Amber Kistler. Hops it into the lane. Puts Laurel Zwiener in the air. Can't go up the shot. Here's the pass back out on top. It's going to go by Katie Rich. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Gets the ball down to Wong into the forecourt to Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It is off of the mark. No good. And the ball goes bouncing up above the rim and off of the backboard out of play. So we're going to call that out of bounds. 51.1 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 38-26. On the right side is going to be Ullman. Comes out between the rings now to Kristen Conahan. Picked up there by the Broncos offensively. Back outside the three-point ring. A shot is up and in. Amber Kistler has just hit her third three-pointer this first half. She's got 9 points. Kistler has been averaging only 34% from three-point territory. She has nailed three so far here in the first half against Hastings College. Broncos are up by 9, 38-29. We're down to 21 seconds to play here in the first half. 15 left on the shot clock. And now Jeff Dittman will go for the final shot here in the first half with a 38-29 advantage. They go to Frankie Peterson down on the baseline. Her pass across the lane tipped away from Zwiener, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Conahan for Concordia. Goes to the far sideline. Here's a shot up there from backcourt by Amber Kistler. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. First half in the books tonight here in women's college basketball from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, Hastings 38, Concordia 29.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Winfrell Arena, Hastings College women's basketball team with the lead here over Concordia. The score is 38-29. Hastings College jumped on Concordia early. In fact, led 9-3 before Concordia came back to tie things up at 9 points apiece. Concordia had their first lead at 14-12 tonight before Hastings came back to tie it up at 14. Broncos reclaimed the lead at 20-19. The Broncos then scoring five straight points to make it 25-19, 27-22, then 30-23. The Broncos' biggest lead of the ball game thus far has been 12 points at 38-26 just before halftime. Right now the Broncos are out on top in women's college basketball. The score is 38-29. Shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight for Hastings so far. In the first half, the Broncos hitting 14 out of 25 from the field for 56%. Hastings knocking down 5 out of 10 on three-pointers for 50%. And Hastings 5 out of 9 from the free throw line for 55.6%. Concordia right now hitting 10 out of 41 from the field. They are averaging 24.4% from the field. 4 out of 15 on three-pointers. That is 26.7%. 5 out of 7 from the free throw line for 71%. Then the Broncos getting out rebounded by Concordia in this ball game, 25-22. Hastings has turned the ball over 12 times in the ball game. Concordia has only got 7. So the Broncos have the lead over Concordia here in this basketball game, leading the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 38-29. So Hastings College men will play the second ball game coming up at about 8 o'clock tonight here on 1230 KHIS. A lot of action going on in the GPAC tonight. In addition to this ball game with Hastings and Concordia, Briar Cliff is playing in Sioux Center, Iowa tonight against Dort. Midland is playing on the road tonight in Sioux City against Morningside. Mount Barney is playing host to Northwestern. Nebraska Wesleyan playing their rivals here in the GPAC Conference, the Doane College Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan is at Sioux Falls and Concordia at Hastings, all in the GPAC here tonight. At halftime, Hastings College out on top of Concordia tonight by a score of 38-29. Scoring in the ball game thus far, Sophia McDermott for Hastings has got 12 points in the ball game. McDermott's knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and she's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. So McDermott with 10 points. Brittany Wong has got 10 points in the ball game. Wong is 2 out of 2 on 3-pointers, 4 out of 6 from the field. Wong has not yet been to the free throw line, but Brittany's got 10 points in the ball game. Then Courtney Spahn has got 8 points in the ball game. Spahn has got a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal in the contest. So Courtney Spahn has got 8 points. Also 8 points for Alicia Stadler on 4 rebounds and 4 putbacks. And that is it for the Broncos scoring-wise. So, again, Hastings being led by Sophia McDermott, who has got 12 points in the ball game. Concordia is being led by Amber Kistler. She has got 9 points. Katie Rich has got 7. 5 points for Kristen Miller. Then it falls off to 2 points for Treva Nutter. 2 points for Kristen Conahan. And 2 points for Catherine Ullman. In addition, Don Martin has been in the ball game. They hit a field goal and 2 points. Hastings College out on top of Concordia in women's college basketball tonight. The score at halftime, Hastings 38, Concordia 29. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then Tyson Avronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is senior softball star Rachel Finnegan from Omaha, Nebraska. Rachel is a chemistry major with a 3.92 GPA. On the field, Rachel's been a three-year starter and an academic All-American. Last year, she hit .286 with five home runs, 27 RBIs, had 11 walks, and only struck out 28 times. Rachel has a 9.76 fielding average and guided the Broncos to a 27-23 record, 17-9 in the GPAC. In the classroom, she's a member of the Dean's List, she's on the All-Nebraska softball team, and is a member of the American Chemical Society. In her free time, she enjoys reading, studying, and bike riding. Once again, Rachel Finnegan, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, proudly supporting the academics and athletics in our society.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Hello and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight Show for 1230 KHS Radio. I'm Tyson Avronik. Joining me this evening is Preston Peterson. Preston, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Preston, just wanted to first of all just talk a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you're doing. You actually work out at the Grand Island office for Republican Adrian Smith, and just tell us a little bit about how you got started in your line of work.
Well, I'm originally from Broken Bow, Nebraska, and I have had an internship with Congressman Smith where through different contacts and knowing the congressman through some different things I did in high school, was able to get an internship with Congressman Smith's Grand Island office.
Okay, and what are some of the things that you do over there?
Some of the different things we did over there was doing different things, looking at newspapers to find pertinent news articles to get to the congressman so the congressman could stay up to date on what's going on in the 3rd District in Nebraska, attending events on his behalf, and just keeping up with questions that different constituents and problems different constituents had so that we could facilitate for the congressman while he's in D.C.
And you are a junior over there at Hastings College. What are, I guess, some of the classes that you've been taking throughout your college career that have helped you grow in this political field?
Well, I've taken a few political science classes, which have obviously helped me to understand, you know, the basic premise of government, you know, different parts and different aspects of government. I've also taken different history classes and literature classes, which have really helped me to gain an appreciation for Nebraska, and which has really helped drive me to do whatever I can to try and help Nebraska in the 3rd District. And this internship I had was a great opportunity to kind of go a little bit further with that desire to help the 3rd District.
And you mentioned before that some of your work involves inviting the congressman to come speak on the behalf of the 3rd District. You have kind of spearheaded the effort to schedule him to come to Hastings College tomorrow morning. Talk a little bit what's going on here.
Well, the congressman's going to come to Hastings College Thursday morning at 8:30. He's going to have an open roundtable discussion with different faculty and students, people here on campus, and it's a great opportunity for students and faculty here at Hastings College to be able to have an opportunity to meet with the congressman, discuss issues that they find important, give their viewpoint of, you know, what are some of the big issues that they feel the 3rd District is facing going into the future.
And we talk a lot about, especially during the political campaign season, Preston, we talk a lot about the town hall discussions. These are really something that the congressman, or if it's a senator, they really don't have an agenda when they come into this. It's more of just them fielding and listening to the concerns of the people, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, it's a great opportunity for people, the constituents, the people that live in the district, to have an opportunity to talk with the congressman where it's, you know, there's not really a political agenda. It's an opportunity to talk with the congressman, get your opinion out there so that the congressman has an understanding of what does the district feel about when it comes to these certain issues, and what can, and as a congressman, what he can do as a delegate going to D.C. to make sure that the 3rd District isn't lost in the D.C. mumbo-jumbo.
Right, and you know, how unique is this, Preston, to have a political figure like this come out to Hastings College? I know in the 1 year that I was there, I can't recall anything like this. Is this something that's unique for the college?
Oh, definitely. As far as somebody, a representative from D.C. coming back and visiting Hastings College specifically is a very rare opportunity, especially for, you know, the community of Hastings and especially Hastings College. So it's a great opportunity for students and faculty that doesn't happen every day, and I just hope that people take advantage of it.
Okay, well, once again, it's Preston Peterson with the Adrian Smith's Grand Island office on the Hastings College Spotlight with us, a junior out at Hastings College. So, Preston, congratulations on the great work so far, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow-smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven-roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the second half of the women's game here tonight. Hastings College out on top of Concordia by the score of 38-29 here at halftime. Some of the other scores in the conference tonight: Dort and Briar Cliff, they're tied up at 35 points apiece. Mount Marty is out on top of Northwestern, 36-32. That game is at halftime. And Dakota Wesleyan has got a one-point lead over Sioux Falls tonight. The score is 32-31. Midland is playing at Morningside tonight in women's college basketball, and we see that We don't have a score in yet on Midland and Morningside. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at Doan in action tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Hastings College is building a 38-29 lead here at halftime. The Broncos shooting 56% from the floor in the first half, including 50% from three-point territory. And Concordia will have the basketball first to begin the second half. Here's a shot from three-point range, no good by Amber Kistler. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos have the lead and the basketball as they come into the offensive zone. They'll shoot to our basket to our right, and the Broncos have the basketball tipped out of their hands and out of bounds here. It's Brittany Wong trying to take it down the right sideline. Seven turnovers so far in Concordia. Eight. Check that, 12 on Hastings so far in the ballgame. The Broncos have the ball. Out here in three-point territory, Brittany Wong has got it down for Hastings. Concordia stays with a man-to-man defense. Conahan right in Wong's face. She comes across the top now. Sophia McDermott has got it. McDermott goes inside to Alicia Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. And it is picked up here by Hastings. Back outside. They get it to a Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the basketball again behind a screen from Stadler. Now reverses the ball, gets it to a Courtney Spahn. Inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. So a foul here is going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Kristen Miller. That's going to be her first foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Stadler. She's got four field goals, 8 points so far in the ball game. Her free throw is up and in. Stadler is a 75% foul shooter in the season. She's now 103 for 136 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there is good, so she drains a pair. Stadler now with 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up an 11-point lead. It's 40-29. Here in the second half, here's Kristen Miller down low. A shot taken by Kistler, and she's hammered on the play. A foul here is going to go on Stadler. That's going to be her third. So Alicia Stadler now with three personal fouls. And going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Amber Kistler. Kistler is eighth in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 79%. Her shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good. That's her first free throw of the night. Concordia in that first half shot only 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Next one is up there. It is good. So Kistler hits 1 out of 2. And the Bronco lead is back up to 10 points now at 40-30. 18-50 to remaining here in the ball game. Hastings out on top. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Sophia McDermott. Down in the corner to Wong. Out to McDermott on the wing. To Stadler. Now down in the corner again to Wong. Dribbles once. Moves to her left. Comes out here to McDermott. Bounce pass goes inside to Stadler. The ball tipped away from her and it's taken out of there. Turnover on Hastings. The ball brought out of there by Katie Rich. Now to Conahan into the forecourt. Conahan gets it to Treva Nutter. Dribbles into the lane and a palming violation is called a Nutter. 9 turnovers now in Concordia in the ball game. Hastings with 13. Broncos have a 10-point lead, 40-30. 18 and a half minutes to play. They're in the basketball game tonight from Lynn Farrell Arena. With the basketball now for Hastings is going to be Wong. Dribbles into the offensive zone to Frankie Peterson over on the wing on the left side. Frankie holds it down in the corner now to Sophia McDermott. Dribbling with the ball, comes back out to Peterson, top of the key. McDermott comes over here on the right side down to Wong. Down to a Peterson. Peterson drives it down to Leonard. A traveling violation is called on Frankie Peterson. 40-30, Hastings with a 10-point lead, 18-01. Remaining here in the ball game. Coming back for Concordia is going to be a Kristen Conahan. Right-handed dribble here, brings it into the offensive zone. Reverses the ball, gets it to Miller. Her shot is up there and in. Kristen Miller just inside the three-point ring. For the right side of the lane, she's now got, 7 points in the ball game, and the Hastings lead is 8 at 40-32. Courtney Spahn to Peterson, free throw line extended left side. Comes out to McDermott. Her shot up there for three is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Rich. Katie Rich with the ball now for Concordia. Down the right sideline to Conahan. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it to Rich now. Rich outside to Kistler. Kistler picked up there by Spahn of Hastings. Near sideline to get it to Conahan. Conahan now to Miller. Her pass out on top is going to be mishandled by Treva Nutter, but Nutter picks it back up. Then drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. And we got a foul called here on Hastings. Sophia McDermott picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout here. 17 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings 40, Concordia 32.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings with a lead by 8 points. 40-32. Concordia's got the ball. Here's a Treva Nutter at the top of the key. Leads it back out here. Miller has got it. Miller over in the wing on the right side to Kistler. Moves it down in the corner. The ball poked away from Nutter out of bounds. Courtney Spahn over there defensively for Hastings. 17:01 to play here in the contest. The Broncos leading Concordia by the score of 40-32. Kristen Conahan has got the ball. Conahan now to Kistler. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Conahan on the wing. Top of the key again to Kistler. Now they get it inside to Miller. To Conahan, right side of the lane, working out here against Wong. Bounce pass on the right side to Rich. Drives it for the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. And a foul is going to be called on Laurel Zwiener. So Concordia uses the shot clock there. That shot was taken with 2 seconds left. And Rich is going to be fouled on a play by Zwiener. That's going to be Laurel's first. So now Katie Rich to the free throw line here for Concordia. Her shot is up there. The shot rims off no good. Rich now 1 out of 2 on free throws. She came in as a 78% foul shooter for Concordia. 16:44 to play. Hastings leading by 8. Next shot is up there is good by Rich. So it's now 40-33. Hastings with the advantage. Concordia with no backcourt pressure like we saw in Seward. Hastings has been bringing the ball up pretty freely here all night long. Here's Brittany Wong going to drive it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball ripped out of there. Rebounded by Kristen Miller. Miller down the near sideline to a Conahan. Down on the baseline, down to Rich. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Here's a shot up there from three. No good by Kistler. And a rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Courtney dribbles back the other way for Hastings. Goes to Brittany Wong. Outside down to Cammie Breckman, who's into the ball game, to Sophia McDermott. Holds the ball against the man-to-man. McDermott, two-handed pass down in the corner. That's going to be Spahn with a shot. It's going to be good. Three-pointer. Courtney Spahn, a three-pointer from the deep right corner. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Here's Kistler driving back the other way. Her shot is wild. Rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to McDermott. Now we got what a double dribble violation is called on Hastings. So a double dribble violation called on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be the 15th turnover on the Broncos. Hastings on to a 10-point lead again at 43-23. Broncos have led by as many as 11 points here in the second half. They led by 12 in the first half. 15:47 to play here in the contest. Conahan gets away, dribbles to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted out of bounds. That was last touched here by Concordia. Maybe Zwiener was the last to touch it there, but the official's standing right there on the baseline. And they give the ball to Hastings, so Concordia turns the ball away. And Hastings will come back with the ball. So we approach the 15-minute mark here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 10, 43-33. Here's Brittany Wong with it now to Courtney Spahn. Moves it over in the left wing. Cammie Breckman has got it. The former Silver Lake Mustang now inside the free throw circle. The shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott scores. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. Wong has got 10. Courtney Spahn's got 11. And Alicia Stadler has got 10. So four players in double figures for the Broncos, and Hastings has a 45-33 advantage. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game now as Concordia works to the ball. Treva Nutter out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her pass deflected, picked up on the baseline. They get the ball to Dean Martin. Now inside, a shot is taken. It's going to be no good. Katie Rich gets the rebound. Her follow shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's still a 45-33 ball game. The Broncos have a 12-point lead. Here's McDermott. Her shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott drives, shoots, and scores. She's now got 16 points in the ball game. Her season-high 20 that she put up against the York Ball Club earlier this year. Here's a shot by Conahan from the free-throw line. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Concordia. Don Martin picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. So Laurel Zwiener is going to check back out. And here comes Alicia Stadler into the ballgame. And now we've got a timeout. 14 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break for the score. Hastings 47, Concordia 33.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan leading Doan at halftime, 35-26. Hastings out on top of Concordia, 47-33. Other scores, we see Northwestern has come back. They've got the lead now over Mount Marty with 15 and a half minutes to play. Score there is 43-37. And Morningside all over Midland tonight, 60-39. They've got 14:07 to play in that basketball game. So the Broncos have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 14 points, 47-33. Hastings with the ball. Sophia McDermott picked up by Conahan out here in three-point territory. Concordia stays with a man-to-man defense. Brittany Wong brings it to the top of the key, drives it against Nutter. Nice pass down low. They work it down on the baseline to Breckman. Breckman out of spot, and another traveling violation on Hastings. That is 16 turnovers now on Hastings. Broncos averaged 19 in the season. Courtney Spahn had it deep in the corner of the right side, was driving it to the hole, and she's called for the traveling violation. So now Concordia has a chance to slice into the lead right here. It's a 14-point advantage for the Broncos. Concordia with the ball. Kristen Miller comes back to the left side to Catherine Ullman. Back into the ball game. A shot inside the free throw circle is going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets it away now to a Brittany Wong as she hustles into the forecourt. Brittany Wong backs it back out of there. Treva Nutter right in her face defensively. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Lobs it down there to Cammie Breckman. Down to Spahn. Here's Wong with the ball. Brittany Wong on the wing on the left side. Comes out to Spahn at the top of the key. Spahn drives it toward the hole, stops at the free throw line. To Wong. Her shot just inside the line. And shot is up and in. Brittany Wong scores just inside the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings out on top now by 16. It is 49-33. Broncos continue to shoot the ball pretty well so far in this ball game. They were well over 50% in the first half. 49-33. Hastings with a 16-point lead on the baseline. Ullman puts it up there and scores. So Catherine Ullman scores there for Concordia. That's her second field goal of the ball game. 49-35 with 12:55 remaining here in the contest. Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Cammie Breckman over on the wing on the left side. That's a Spahn with it. Works it inside to Stadler. Turnaround jumper. And it's going to be knocked out of her hands. And a foul is going to be called in Kristen Miller. Miller picks up her second foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line will be Stadler. She's got 10 points so far in the ball game. As Alicia puts it up there, the shot is good. Stadler had 15 the last time these two teams played. Stadler also scored 15 points in the ball game on Sunday for their contest against Morningside. 50-35, Hastings College with a 15-point lead. With 12:45 remaining here in the ball game, Stadler's second free throw is up there and in. Alicia Stadler now with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings has built a 51-35 advantage now over Concordia. Things slipping away from the Dogs here in the second half. Here's Beth Kuhlmetscher with the ball now. Works it right to left across the top of the key. Now we got an illegal screen set up by Miller. Kristen Miller gets set with setting an illegal screen there as Kuhlmetscher works it right to left across the top of the circle there. So Beth Kuhlmetscher, 5'6", a sophomore out of Deweese. End of the ball game now for Concordia. 51-35, Hastings trailing by Hastings up by 16. There's a long pass back inside. Stadler works. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's going to be whistled for a traveling violation. As Alicia Stadler, no, she's called for an offensive foul. So Alicia Stadler called for an offensive foul there for Hastings. That's going to be the fourth foul on Stadler. She's going to have to check out of the ball game. Here comes Raylene Bushow into the contest now. So Alicia Stadler just been hit with her fourth personal foul here with 12 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the ball game with the Broncos leading by 16. It is 51-35. Here's Katie Rich with the ball, drives it toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Thompson. Rich gets her own rebound, comes back out to the free throw line to Kistler, drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Raylene Bushow. And now to Josie Stomp, who's into the ball game for Hastings. Has her pocket picked here in backcourt. The scramble is on. Stomp picks it back up. Now a foul is called. Josie Stomp dribbling with the ball back here in backcourt. Had it poked away a couple of times, but she stayed after it there. And Kristen Conahan picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her third. 11 minutes and 53 seconds to play. We're in the second half. Hastings College holding on to a 16-point lead over Concordia tonight. The score is 51-35. Stomp with the ball. Goes over there now to Melissa Thompson. Still playing beyond the three-point circle. There's Frankie Peterson with it now. Top of the key, Sophia McDermott. Now a three-second violation is called on Hastings. Raylene Bushow, I think, is the guilty party camping out of the lane. Turnover number 17 on Hastings in the ballgame. 51-35, the Broncos have the lead. We got the men's game coming up next, so stay with us. Driving down the right side of the lane is Conahan. Down in the corner now to Kistler. Lobs it back inside, working as Miller. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Bushow. She gets it back, goes back up. Her shot good, and she's fouled. Kristen Miller stays after it there for Concordia. Her first shot was blocked by Bushow. And she gets it back and scores, and now Bushow commits the personal foul on that second shot. That's going to be Raylene's first. End of the ball game now for Hastings is made Laurel Zwiener, and coming out will be Bushow. 51-37, Hastings now leading by 14. Miller's free throw is up and in, so a three-point play there by Kristen Miller. She has got 10 points in the ball game, and the Hastings lead is 13, 51-38, and now Stomp loses control of the ball. Stomp loses it out of bounds here on the near sideline. So Stomp is going to check out now. Coming back in for Hastings is going to be Brittany Wong. 11:15 to play here in the ballgame, 51-38. Hastings College is out on top here in the ballgame. Here's Kistler driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Comes out now to Katie Rich. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot's going to be partially deflected by Zwiener, and a foul is going to be called. Laurel Zwiener is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Katie Rich. Rich goes to the line. She's got 8 points in the basketball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Katie Rich with 9. She scored 10 the last time these two teams played earlier this season, and the Broncos 62-59 victory. Next shot by Rich is good. 51-40. Hastings leading by 11 points. Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong hustles into the offensive zone. Man-to-man defense here. She works against Kometcher. On the wing on the left side is Frankie Peterson. She fakes it, drives it down to the baseline. The ball poked away from her out of bounds. Hastings will play things in underneath their own hole. Courtney Spahn comes back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Thompson. 10:44 to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 11, 51-40. Brittany Wong will inbound. They get it to a spot, left side of the lane. The ball poked away. The scramble is on the floor. Now we got a jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. They will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. 51-40, Hastings with a lead. There's Brittany Wong way out on top to Frankie Peterson. Peterson over to McDermott, 8 seconds on the shot clock. McDermott dribbling with the ball, hammers it inside, and it's going to be intercepted. It's intercepted up there by a Kristen Miller. She runs her back the other way. Miller gets it to Kistler. Now on the right sideline, it's going to be a Conahan with it now. Conahan backs up, goes for a shot. Sophia McDermott's going to knock it down. One of the little girls on the floor gets a block there. Long pass down to four, mishandled by Wong. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball. So the Broncos turn it away. On the transition, that's the 19th turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. 10:15 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 51 and Concordia 40. The Bulldogs trying to get it back down to single digits on this trip down the floor. Conahan moves to her left, fires up a three. Her shot good. Kristen Conahan throws up a three-pointer. She is second in the conference this week in the amount of three-pointers made this year. That's her first one here tonight. And now Concordia is backed within 8 points at 51-43 with 9 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Here's Brittany Wong outside of McDermott. Now a traveling violation is called on her. A traveling violation is called on Sophia McDermott. That's 20 turnovers on Hastings. Coming into the ball game now for Concordia, Treva Nutter. And going out is going to be Kometscher now for head coach Drew Olson and the Concordia Bulldogs. It's 51-43. Hastings College has had a big, big lead here in this one. It's now 11 points. Here's Nutter with the ball on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline. A shot taken by Miller. No good. Rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener holds it here in backcourt. Now to Courtney Spahn. Hustles into the offensive zone down the right sideline. Courtney Spahn stops at the ring. Comes out now to Brittany Wong. There's Frankie Peterson. Peterson picked up there by Kistler. Peterson goes on the far side to McDermott. Now inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good. Rebound Peterson. Takes it down low. Peterson fakes. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose again. Peterson grabs it now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn loses control of the ball. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia basketball. So again, the Broncos had chances there right in front of the basket and could not finish. 9 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 51-43. The Dogs hustling back with the ball. Kristen Conahan comes into the forecourt. Now to Nutter. Free throw line extended right side. Nutter goes inside. There's a shot. It's up and in. Katie Rich scores there. Laurel Zwiener had her back to all that action, and Katie Rich just drove it right to the hole and scored. She's got 12 points in the ball game, 51-45. Concordia back within 6 points, within striking distance here, with 8:45 remaining in the ball game. Frankie Peterson circles around, takes it to the basket. Her shot no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Zwiener. Zwiener gets it out of Courtney Spahn. Out to Frankie Peterson for three. That shot's way off of the mark, no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball. Here comes Zwiener out of the ball game now. Coming in is going to be Melissa Thompson. Here comes Frankie Peterson out of the ball game now, and Cammie Breckman comes in. So the Broncos had a big lead back there at 49-33, a 16-point advantage. And now the lead is down to 6 at 51-45, 8:20 remaining. Here in regulation, Concordia has got the ball. Catherine Ullman has got it right at the free throw line with her back to the basket. Now to Nutter, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Ullman goes back up. The ball stripped out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. And now Ullman goes to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So now Ullman goes to the free throw line to shoot 2. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first one is up there. It is good. Ullman, a 69% foul shooter on the season. She's now 47 out of 67 for the free throw line. Here comes the next shot. It's good, so she cans a pair. And it's now 51-47. Here we go again. The Broncos have seen a big lead disappear, virtually disappear. Here in the second half, it's a 4-point ball game. Broncos with the ball. Here's Wong driving with it. Now out to Sophia McDermott. Holds it at the top of the 3-point circle. The Brittany Wong moves to her left. Brittany Wong takes it to the top of the key. Now to the left side of the lane. Wong sends it inside to Melissa Thompson. Down to Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ullman for Concordia. Here come the Bulldogs again. Up the floor, Nutter takes a baseline jumper. It's good. Treva Nutter scores, and we've got a 2-point ball game, 51-49. Concordia has scored 14 straight points here in the ball game. They're on a 14-0 run with Alicia Statler on the bench. 51-49. Hastings with a 2-point lead. The ball poked away from Spahn out of bounds. This was 51-35. With just over 9 minutes to play in the ball game. It's now 51-49, a 14-0 run by Concordia here in the second half. We're down to 7:17 to play. Statler comes back into the ball game now. She'll play with 4 personal fouls. Here's Cammie Breckman to Sophia McDermott. Dribbles inside the free throw circle, then backs it on out. Concordia stays man-to-man, and now the Broncos turn the ball over. A shot clock violation. Hastings lost track of where the shot clock was at. And they turned the ball away for the 21st time here in the ballgame. 51-49, Hastings with a 2-point advantage over Concordia. 7 minutes exactly to play now in the basketball game. Concordia can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Treva Nutter with the ball. They get it inside to Kristen Miller. Open at the free throw line, gives it up now to Kistler, and she's called for the traveling violation. Kistler, a little ball fake there, left side of the lane. Whistle for the traveling violation. That's 11 turnovers now. On Concordia in the ball game, Frankie Peterson comes into the contest now. Coming out is going to be Cammie Breckman. So it's 51-49. Hastings out on top by 2 points. Broncos looking for their 5th conference win of the season here tonight. In fact, Concordia also looking for their 5th conference win. There's a pass out on top. McDermott has got it. Picked up by Carnahan. Now on the left wing, Frankie Peterson. Out to Sophia McDermott. Down to Wong in the corner of the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Nutter. Treva Nutter with the ball. Takes it to the right sideline to Conahan. Down in the corner. Kistler's shot is up there. It's no good. And she's fouled in the play. Amber Kistler is fouled in the play in the deep right corner. The foul is going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her second. And this is going to be a one-and-one situation, or will it? It's going to be after the shot. So Amber Kistler will go to the free throw line for a one-and-one. She is one out of two so far tonight. A 79% foul shooter in the season. McDermott comes out. Here comes Quincy King back into the ball game. Broncos are leading by 2 points, 51-49 in women's college basketball tonight. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. She'll get the bonus. End of the ball game now is going to be Josie Schomp again, the 5'9" sophomore, the transfer from Doan. Her hometown is Hershey. 51-50. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the iron. It is no good by Kistler. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. So it's 51-50. A 15-0 run now by the Concordia Bulldogs in the second half has got them back into the ball game. As we approach the 6-minute mark, Stomp goes down to a Quincy King out here in 3-point territory. Quincy dribbling on the ball against Oman. Now Stomp, her 3-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose, it's brought down on the baseline. It's picked up by Concordia. Now the Dogs can pull ahead here. 51-50 is the score. Driving down the lane, nice dish down low to Miller, and her shot is up and in. Kristen Miller scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. It is 52-51, and now Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. A 17-0 run by the Concordia Bulldogs here in the second half of play. The Dogs have the lead. We've got a timeout here late in the ball game with a score, Concordia 52, Hastings 51.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boris Floors in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Concordia has come back. They've got the lead over Hastings College now 52-51. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.com. .edu. Well, it all started when Alicia Stadler picked up her fourth personal foul, had to come to the bench for some pine time. Broncos committing some turnovers, and now Hastings all of a sudden can't find the range on the old hoop. Hastings hit over 50% of their field goals in the first half, but boy, the last couple of trips down the floor, we have not got a good look at the basket, and it's been a 17-0 run here by Concordia to reclaim the lead. Here's a bounce pass inside. Spahn mishandles the ball and is brought out of there now by Oman. Another turnover on Hastings. That's 22 for the ball game on Hastings. Concordia now with a one-point lead. There's a Conahan with the ball. Comes out here in 3-point territory to Kistler. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles back out here near the mid-court stripe here. Picked up by Brittany Wong. Hands it away now to a Conahan. Conahan dribbles with the ball there against the Quincy King. Behind his screen. Gets away. Drives into the hole. Shot's blocked. Blocked by Stadler, picked up by Alicia. Outlet pass goes to Wong. She dribbles, shoots, and scores. Hastings has the lead. And it all starts right there by the blocked shot by Alicia Stadler. It's now 53-52. Hastings with a lead now with 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play on the bucket by Brittany Wong. Here we go again, another Concordia-Hastings battle right to the end. They get it inside to Miller. Her shot over Stadler is going to be no good. Alicia grabs the rebound. Two-handed pass. They get it to a Stomp. Stomp dribbles into the forecourt. Stops, and now her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Oman. Another turnover on Hastings. 23 for the ball game on Hastings. Here's a long-range jumper for three. Good. Amber Kistler hits a three ball. She's now got 14 points in the ball game, and Concordia is out to a two-point lead. It's the Bulldogs 55 and Hastings College 53. Women's college basketball action for you here tonight. Here's a stomp with a ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Quincy King. Now to Wong. Her shot for three is no good. Stanley with a rebound. Dribbles once, goes back up. And now we got a whistle. And we got a foul called. So Alicia Stadler getting an offensive board there. Now she'll go to the free throw line for Hastings College to fire up a couple of shots. Foul is going to go on Miller. That's going to be her fourth. So Kristen Miller now with four fouls. 55-53. Concordia's got the lead. Stadler to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. She is now 5 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. Stadler's got 13 points in the ballgame. Stomp comes out. Here comes Taz Yorick back into the ballgame. 55-54. Concordia with a one-point lead. Alicia Stadler, a 75% foul shooter, to the free throw line. Her next shot is good. So we are tied at 55 points apiece with 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Here's a Conahan with the ball, gives it away now to Katie Rich, drives the ball toward the hole. Her off-balance shot goes up there, through the hole it goes, and she's fouled into play. Katie Rich falling down underneath the basket, throws up a prayer, and it goes dancing off the board and right through the hole. Katie Rich now with 14 points in the ballgame. She was fouled into play there by Taz Yorick. That's going to be the first foul on Taz. And Katie Rich to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. 57-55 Bulldogs. Next shot is up there is good. A three-point play by Concordia. And the Bulldogs now have a 58-55 advantage here over Hastings College. The Bulldogs looking for the series sweep here. Actually, Hastings looking for the series sweep after beating Concordia earlier this year, 62-59. Taz Yorick with the ball. Open in three-point territory. Takes the shot. It's off of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Miller. Kristen Miller with the ball. The Treva Nutter. Here's a pass down in the left corner. Shot by Kistler. Good. Amber Kistler scores from the deep left corner just inside the ring. She's got 16 points in the ball game, and Concordia has opened up a five-point lead with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here's Wong with the ball to Quincy King. King drives it into the lane. Her left-handed shot up and in. Quincy King gets her first field goal of the night, 60-57. Long pass down the near sideline to get it to Kistler again. Kistler now to Miller, back out on top. That's going to be Katie Rich. Now Conahan, her shot up there for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. She runs her back the other way. Wong, contact made. She's knocked down on the play, and a foul is going to be called here. Amber Kistler picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Morningside has beaten Midland tonight. First final score in women's college basketball. Morningside over Midland by the score of 88-66. So the Mustangs win again. They're now 21-3 on the season. 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Shot from the free throw line by Brittany Wong is going to be good. Brittany now with 15 points in the ballgame. That was her first free throw of the night, 60-58. Hastings now trailing by two. Next shot is up there by Wong. That's good. 60-59. 2:44 to play in regulation. Concordia with the ball. Treva Nutter on the right sideline. Hastings playing a man-to-man defense. Out on top is Miller. Drives the ball against Stadler. Takes it to the elbow. Won't put up a shot. Comes back out to Conahan. She angles toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down and is picked up here by Kistler. Keeps it alive here for the Bulldogs. Kistler works out top now against the Courtney Spahn. Waits. Hands the ball away now to Kristen Conahan. 21 seconds left in the shot clock. 2:17 to play in the basketball game. Hastings trailing by a point. 60-59. Here's Katie Rich. Rich gets it to Nutter at the top of the key. Lobs it to Miller right at the free throw line. Miller dribbles once, in trouble. She gets rid of it now to Conahan. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's Kistler in the lane. The ball going to be popped away. Scramble is on and a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation. Good defense there by Hastings as Concordia was looking for his shot. They passed up a couple within 15 feet or so. Then a shot clock violation in Concordia. And now we're going to have a timeout, Hastings. 1:58 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 60, Hastings 59.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
9 minutes to play in the ball game. University of Sioux Falls with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan, 52-44. First final score in was Morningside rolling past Midland tonight in Sioux City. The score, 88-66. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings blew a big, big lead in the second half. Hastings had a 51-35 advantage with about 10 minutes to play in the ball game. Concordia then goes on a 17-0 run over Hastings to grab the lead, 52-51. And now it's been the nip and tuck since that point. Now 60-59. Hastings down by a point, but the Broncos have the ball. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia as we head down the stretch. A minute and 58 seconds to play. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Brittany Wong will bring the ball off the floor. Now to Sophia McDermott, who's back into the ball game. Concordia to man-to-man defense. Cross-court pass goes over there. Taz Yorick with the ball. Taz dribbling, comes out to Sophia McDermott. McDermott, 10 seconds left on the shot clock. To Courtney Spahn. To Sophia McDermott, drives the ball toward the hole. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It's picked up here by Rich. Katie Rich with the ball now for Concordia. A minute and 28 seconds to play. Here in the second half, Hastings is trailing 60-59. Here's Kristen Conahan with the ball. Hastings will play a man-to-man defense. Conahan just across the midcourt stripe. Conahan trying to get away. McDermott right in her face. Free throw line. Katie Rich spins at the elbow. Takes it to the hole. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So Katie Rich will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Taz Yorick of Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Broncos. And now going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Katie Rich. She has got 15 points in the ball game, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. And her shot is up there and rattles off. No good. She'll have one more. Hastings over the 10 foul limit here in the second half. 1:09 left on the clock. 60-59, Concordia with the lead. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Katie Rich hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it is now 61-59. Concordia with a 2-point lead. Hastings with the ball here in backcourt. Courtney Spahn has got it. Two-handed baskets into a Brittany Wong. Steps it into the offensive zone now. Wong wings it to the left sideline. Taz Yorick on the dribble, moves to her right. Now lobs it inside. Alicia Stadler. Bounce pass over here to Spahn. Fakes the three. She's hit, and the foul is called. As Courtney Spahn goes tumbling down to the hardwood, a foul is going to be called on Nutter. She wasn't in the act of shooting. A little ball fake there to get her in the air, but going to the free throw line is going to be Courtney Spahn. This will be a one-and-one situation. McDermott checks out. Here comes Quincy King back into the ball game. And now